Welcome, everyone, to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and glad to be your hosts here on great radio stations like KOWK out of Huron, South Dakota. Well, we want to remind you about the Old West Days in Cowboy Poetry Gathering coming up in Valentine, not that far down the road. It's been moved to spring, you know, April 25th through the 28th. It's the old traditions and new beginnings. So, same great event. Just a different date. Over 40 different entertainers from 14 states will be entertaining and a full trade show. Go to oldwestdays.net for more details.
And you are running out of time to make your arrangements. It's time for the Montana Maternal Live Bull Sale Open 8 Genetics. That's April 12th. That's this Friday at the ranch 5 miles south of Baker, Montana. This sale emphasizes the maternal side. Bid online with Superior Livestock Auction. View the bulls at open8genetics.com. That's Open 8 Genetics Live Sale, Baker, Montana, April 12th, this Friday at 1 o'clock Mountain Time.
Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth. Some just dabble. Others are born into it. The ones who are up at dawn, herding, feeding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life, it's their weekly Bible. Go to tsln.com. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And plan to attend the DeGrand Angus 50th Annual Bull Sale coming up Friday, April 19th. That's at the Fallon County Fairgrounds in Baker, Montana. Concentrating on the basics, mini bulls suitable for heifers. Buyers won't find artificial numbers here on the bulls or the mother cows. Lunch at noon and sale begins at 1. Mountain Time, of course. View the catalog online at DeGrandAngus.com. DeGrand Angus. Sale April 19th. They are home of the 4-year guarantee.
Like his mother used to do. I don't know the author on this, but I thought it was cute. It's short. He didn't like the casserole, and he didn't like the cake. He said my biscuits were too hard, not like his mother used to make. I didn't perk the coffee right. He didn't like the stew. I didn't mend his socks the way his mother used to do. I pondered for an answer. I was looking for a clue. So I turned around and smacked him like his mother used to do.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, we got this from Bob Jansen over at Crookston, Nebraska. He sent this. He didn't write it. He's just sharing it. But we appreciate it. A passenger piled his luggage on the scale at the airline counter in New York and said to the ticket agent, I'm flying to Los Angeles. I want the large bag sent to Denver and the two smaller ones to Cincinnati. Sorry, sir. We can't do that, the agent replied. That's good to hear, the passenger said, because that's where they ended up the last time I flew this route.
Here's something sent in by Dave and Bev Penn a while back to The Good Stuff. It's a golf story. We're getting closer to golf season.
Yeah, we sure are.
A guy was getting ready to tee off on the first hole when a second golfer approached and asked if he could join him. The first said, nah, he usually played alone, but agreed to the twosome. They were even after the first few holes. The second guy said, we're about evenly matched. How about playing for $5 a hole? The first guy said that he wasn't much for betting, but he agreed to the terms. The second guy won the remaining 16 holes with ease. As they were walking off the number 18 green, the second guy was busy counting his $80. He confessed that he was a pro at a neighboring course, and he liked to pick on the suckers. The first fellow revealed that he was the parish priest. The pro was flustered and apologetic, offering to return the money. The priest said, no, you won fair and square, and I was foolish to bet you, so you keep your winnings. The pro said, is there anything I can do to make it up to you? The priest said, well, you could come to Mass on Sunday and make a donation, and if you want to bring your mother and father along, I'll marry him.
Okay, Mike, this is called Woman's Revenge. Cash, check, or charge, I asked after folding items the woman wished to purchase. As she fumbled for her wallet, I noticed a remote control for a television set in her purse. So, do you always carry your TV remote? I asked. Nah, she says, but my husband refused to come shopping with me, so I figured this was the most legal, evil thing I could do to him.
Understanding women. I know I'm not going to understand women. I'll never understand how you could take boiling hot wax, pour it into your upper thigh, rip the hair out by the root, and then still be afraid of a spider.
Very good point. Thanks for joining us. If you have something, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And folks, you just got to listen to The Good Stuff.